Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev, focuses largely on the story of Yosef and his brothers, his sale, kidnapping, and then sale by his brothers into slavery in Egypt, and Yosef's experiences in Egypt as a slave in the house of Potiphar, the attempted seduction by Potiphar's wife of Yosef, Yosef's refusal of her advances, and her anger, her reaction, her false accusation of Yosef, that Yosef had tried to attack her, when in fact she was the one who tried to seduce him, and subsequently Yosef's being thrown into jail. And the parasha ends with the dreams of the two ministers of Pharaoh, and Yosef's plea to the butler to please mention him to Pharaoh, that he remove him from prison. I want to focus on the overall picture of Yosef in this parsha. Yosef is portrayed at the beginning of the parsha as a nar, a youth, who is seemingly lording over his brothers and telling them how he's going to be their king, and also telling Yaakov what they're doing wrong. It comes across, if we dare say it, of such a great person, as being an annoying younger brother who is busy trying to prove how great he is by pointing out all of the faults of his older siblings, and by telling them how great he's going to be, and how he's going to be their king, and so on. And Yosef exhibits this behavior, yet again, in Potiphar's house, even after being sold, even after becoming a slave in the house of this Egyptian minister. The Torah tells us that Yosef, in the house of Potiphar, was yifei toar vifei mar, was very good-looking, and Rashi says the Torah is telling us that Yosef was busy grooming himself in the house of Potiphar, even as a slave. So it's very difficult, in fact, it's nigh well impossible, to just say Yosef is this annoying kid brother. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the righteous, one of the greatest people to ever walk the face of the earth. He is one of the Shiva Sarom, one of the seven shepherds, one of the great seven people who represent, who are the personification of the seven attributes of God's interaction with this earth, kindness and judgment and glory, Tiferes, Chesed, and so on. So how do we understand Yosef's behavior? So the commentators explain that Yosef indeed realized that he had a destiny in life to indeed be king and to lead the nascent Jewish nation to heights of great spiritual achievement. And indeed, this is what ended up happening. He becomes the king, and he is the one providing for the entirety of the Jewish people and keeping them alive and sustaining them. And Yosef realizes that he is destined for this role, and he sees that this is his role. And Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik, the righteous. A righteous person is one who fulfills everything he needs to do to the letter of the law. And this is indeed what Yosef does, even in a situation of enormous challenge. Alone, abandoned, sold into slavery in Egypt, a young 17-year-old slave, handsome, good-looking. His master's wife wants him to act inappropriately. He has everything to lose to refuse her advances, as indeed when he does refuse, he gets thrown into jail. Very little to lose if he agrees. His family has abandoned him. They're long gone, and he wants to stay in the good graces of the household. And why not? She wants him, and why not just give in and do it? But no, it's the wrong thing to do. As he says, this is the wrong thing to do. I cannot do this. And Yosef withstands. He is the tzaddik. And Yosef sees that this is his goal, this is his purpose and his destiny in life. And he begins to live that way very early on in his life, to take on that role as the leader, to raise up the Jewish people in great righteousness, and to provide for them, as we say the verse in Tehillim, "Betzadik yisod olam," the tzaddik, the righteous man, is the foundation of the world. It is through the tzaddik, and in the merit of the tzaddik, that Hashem provides for the world. And indeed, that's what ends up happening with Yosef. He is the conduit of survival, of providing for his family. But at this point, Yosef is very young, and he hasn't yet proven himself. He hasn't yet shown that he can do it. But Yosef believes this is what he needs to do, and therefore he grooms himself as a leader, as a king that he knows he is supposed to be. He points out the shortcomings, because that's his role, to be the tzaddik, to show everyone else what they need to become and where they're going wrong. The problem is, the brothers are not really ready for this. They say, you're a little bit young for this. We're not interested. Who are you? What do you think you're doing? But Yosef says, I'm already there. I'm already ready for this job. I'm doing it. And even in Potiphar's house, when he sees himself being successful in Potiphar's house, he again sees that it's his role to be a leader, to be an example for others, as the Torah indeed tells us, that Potiphar saw that Hashem was with him. And even in jail, the other people see that Hashem is with him. the warden of the jail gives Yosef powers over all the other prisoners because he sees that he's a leader and he's a successful and wonderful example. And so this is Yosef's role throughout. And Yosef grooms himself in order to fit that role. If you're a king, if you're a leader, you have to look the part. You have to dress for the part. There's one little problem, and that is that Yosef has not yet actually overcome the challenges. And Hashem says to Yosef, if you want to actually live that part and you believe that you're made for it, and you might be right, you've got to actually live it. You've got to go through all the challenges and you've got to live up to that role. And therefore, the so-called punishments or the tribulations that Yosef goes through are actually, say the commentators, Rabbi Gedalia Shor of blessed memory, great Rosh Yeshiva who passed away in 1979, I believe, makes this point very clear, that the tribulations Yosef goes through are actually testing his mettle. So you think you're a king who's going to raise everyone's spiritual level. Let's see how you do. And he's put to the test. He's abandoned by his family. He's sold into slavery. How does he do? He still stays with Hashem. Hashem's name is with him all the time. He still provides that example. And Hashem says, okay, you've overcome one hurdle. Let's see how you do when you're really put to the test, when you really are tempted by sin, by evil, by something that's wrong, but it really, really, really calls out to you and really, really tempts you, and you have very little to gain except for doing the right thing. That's the true tzaddik, and Yosef overcomes. And then he has to go through prison and not lose his faith in Hashem. Even though he's gone through all these trials, this is his reward, this is what he gets. He gets thrown into prison, and he overcomes this as well, and he remains faithful to Hashem. So that when he comes out of prison in next week's parsha, the first words out of his mouth to Paro, when Paro says, can you interpret my dream? Yosef says, not me, but Hashem can. And so Yosef keeps the faith, and he maintains his loyalty to Hashem through thick and thin. That individual is indeed the king. And so Yosef proves his worthiness to the role that he has taken on. And indeed, he becomes king of Egypt. While we may not all become kings in our lives, we certainly have so many opportunities for leadership, and sometimes we do take on a role, and others maybe look askance at us, and they feel we're not ready for it, and maybe sometimes they're right, but maybe sometimes they're wrong. And what we need to understand is that we have very often responsibilities in our life that we need to step up and need to step into and become that which we are destined to become, not to shy away from the challenge, but to undertake the challenge and indeed to be able to rise to the challenge and to become what we're meant to become, not to be scared of the challenges, not to be scared of the steps along the way that we have to climb and the hurdles that we have to jump over in order to become that. We need to realize what we're meant to be, and we need to grow into that position as well. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos, and I wish you a very happy Hanukkah.